I'm at Pine Ridge Golf Club with Paul Harkness and Paul Seaman. Now, Paul Harkness, you might remember Paul's name. He was an ex-professional footballer for Farnborough Football Club. And Paul Seaman is an ex-professional footballer, played quite a lot over in New Zealand and Malta and places like that. Now, do you want to just... we'll start with you, Paul Harkness. Just tell us a little bit about your career.
My career's sort of predominantly been played in the non-leagues, locally with Farnborough, when it was Farnborough Town and Farnborough Football Club, but also with Camberley Town, which was where I started. And I've also played overseas with Paul in New Zealand, sort of 10, 12 years ago. And really, yeah, my career is more local, whereas Paul has played sort of more over the world, really.
Right. And so, Paul, tell us a little bit about your career.
Yeah, well, I'm from Wales originally, and we've been Whitey and things like that with professional clubs as well. But I sort of started my career in the Welsh National League. I also played for Wales Boys under 18s against Scotland and Ireland. Went to university and then went on to play overseas and professionally in New Zealand and Australian A League, well, it is now the National League, and then went on to Malta, then went back to NZ. And then arrived here.
You've been all over the place playing football, and you've also played in the FIFA Club World Cup. Is that right?
Yeah, in New Zealand we have an Oceania, and Auckland City won that. When you get to play against the islands, and you get to play, we also played against Sydney FC, and we actually lost that one. But the following years, when Australia left Oceania, we ended up winning it three times and went to the FIFA World Club Championships three times as well.
Right, and that must have been a really exciting tournament to be a part of.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest competitions in the world, and you know, not many players get to do that. You know, like you have your Liverpool's, Chelsea's, Barcelona's go there. We didn't get to that stage, but you know, I got to score a goal there as well, which was good, against Adelaide, where it was we went 1-0 up and went to 1-1 and then lost 2-1 later on in the game.
Right. Now, the reason why we're doing this podcast is to just to shine a little bit of light on a fantastic football academy that you guys run, which is the Pulse Premier Football Academy. Now, do you want to just, Paul, you just tell us a little bit about what Pulse Academy is all about?
Pulse Academy is an independent academy that myself and Paul have set up. Really, it's for young players aged 16 to 19 to have the opportunities to train as a footballer and as a coach. And really, it's a progression into real opportunities in the game following their exit from us. So we set the Pulse Academy up on the back of what we had been doing, which was tours, bringing players from Australia and New Zealand to the UK. And it's sort of evolved really now into a full-time program for players around the world to have the opportunities that they want in the game.
Right, and I came to Mitchett where you train. Is that the what is it? What type of players is it that are training there?
At Mitchett, we have our UK based players, which are apprentices, which we have as players and as coaches. So we're giving them opportunities within the workplace. We also have our international players that are studying at Guildford College. So we have players from Australia, Japan, as far as Colombia, that are here with us, and they train with the UK guys as well. So they're all there at Mitchett, and that's our first academy that we have set up. And from September, we have another six academies opening across the south of England,
right,
including what we're very excited about, a new girls' academy, which is going to be based out of Tomlins Coates School Sixth Form.
Fantastic. Now, why is Pulse Academy different to other academies? Because there are lots of different football academies around. What is it that stands you out from the rest?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we are an independent academy, so we tend to focus more on what is the best for the player as an individual, rather than a lot of clubs run academies, which is sort of internal and it's for the benefit of the football club itself. Because we're independent, we're offering real opportunities sort of within Pulse, but also outside of Pulse, going opportunities to travel overseas and play football and coach overseas.
And we're going to talk about one of those opportunities in a little while on. But these are real opportunities for kids who want to get into football professionally. And I think what we were talking about earlier was that I think some people have their sights set too high. You know, they want to do Premiership football, and some are not up to that. But yeah. There's no reason why they couldn't play in the lower leagues or play overseas, and they're the opportunities that you're presenting.
Yeah, I think players need to be realistic in that the opportunities are there to go and play overseas. A lot of players from around the world, they want to play in the Premier League, they want to come to England because they watch it on the TV and they see that as the sort of pinnacle of a player's career is playing in the Premier League. But what we're saying to players is, look at the bigger picture. You don't have to be a professional in England to be regarded as a success. You can play overseas and have a very successful career. And that's really where we're focusing on providing those opportunities to players.
And that's exactly what happened to you, Paul. I mean, yeah. You played overseas and you had a career over there. All right, you might not have been earning 100 yeah. grand a year like some of the Premiership yeah. footballers, but you were making a decent, honest living out of it, paying your mortgage and all the rest of it, and doing what you absolutely love.
Yeah, I was left when I was 22. Right. So I was 22 years old, decided the UK, really, my time had gone. I thought at that stage, and I thought I wanted something different, and I shot off, and basically my football went even further. You know, I went to, like I said, playing in New Zealand, then going, all of a sudden, getting a contract in Malta out of the blue, and then even going back to New Zealand again and playing in the A-League, which was then, you know, it's just starting up, which was a very, very good league and a very good standard, and it's highly regarded.
Right, and what Pulse Premier Football Academy is offering is real opportunities like that for young yeah. people. Now, why should any aspiring footballer or coach join Pulse Academy?
Well, what we're offering is the opportunity to be training full-time, which can't sort of be underestimated in the modern game. Part-time footballers tend to play part-time football. So by being a full-time footballer, training every day on a Pulse training programme where we work on specific aspects of a player's game, which is going to improve them over a period of time. So we take players for sort of a minimum of 1 year, a maximum of 3 years, and within that time we see a real progression in the quality of that player. And that means then at the end of that, we know they have a basis in which to go and play professional football or semi-professional football overseas, because we know that they've achieved a certain level.
Right. And Paul, you were mentioning earlier about some of the consultants that you have in teaching specific skills like goalkeeping. Yep. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we have coaches in our academy that will basically take, you know, specialised goalkeeping sessions, and players that come in, or ex-players that come in, they will give talks as well, you know, to the players. Andy Sinton, other players will come in, goalkeepers, you know, we'll have special guests coming in and do that for the boys. But we also have players, our coaches have all played at a good level. So there's players that will come in, take our strikers, our midfielders, our defenders. So it's a very good range of coaching that we provide for the boys.
Right, and also it's not just physical elements of the football game. They also do classroom stuff as well.
Yeah, a lot of the work that that the guys do on the pitch is also talked about off the pitch. There's a you know, the specifics of and the importance of diet, nutrition, yeah. sports psychology, as well as sort of working on you know, the tactical side of the game, the theory of the game. Every player we like to think is a student of the game. They're right. learning the game week by week, month by month, year by year. So we go in depth into all aspects of the game.
Okay. We have it's like a specialised person, like going on from what Paul said, personal trainer. So we have someone also to come in, take the boys on nutrition, and give the boys a one-to-one program.
Right.
So they get a specialised fitness program for them and their position.
And that's going to be not just boys, that's going to be girls soon
yeah,
as well.
That's right.
From
yeah.
September, we have the new Girls Academy, which, as I say, we're very excited about. For the first time, we're able to offer this. You know, the girls' football, women's football has really sort of developed in recent years, especially with you know, the Olympics last year with, yeah. with Team GB and the success on the back of that, and obviously the new the FA Women's Super League as well that's happening. So the opportunities are there for the girls as well with Pulse, not just for the boys.
Yeah, I mean, what's as a layperson, I don't know a lot about football, but as a layperson looking at this from the outside, what's so exciting about this is we hear so much stuff in the news about youth unemployment and things going on, you know, and there's probably a lot of young people out there that think, oh, I'm not good enough to have a career in football. You guys are actually offering that. I think that's so exciting to be able to do that at community level and offer these opportunities to young people. Now, how can people find out about Pulse Premier Football Academy?
Right, well, we've got a website, which is all the W's, pulsepremierfootball.com. Mm-hmm. We're also on Facebook, we're on Twitter, so people can contact us via the website or by social media. Yeah, we're more than happy to give people more information if they're interested in joining one of our programmes. More than welcome to contact us.
And I'm sure you're happy to speak to parents as well if they want to talk to you. Well, listen, guys, really well done. This is I love the fact that you've turned what is a passion for football. I know that you guys would do this for free. We said that before. You know, we all have mortgages to pay and all the rest of it. So, you know, you've got to make a living out of what you do. But I know that you guys would do this for nothing. And I know that you have the genuine concerns of young people at heart. And want the best for them. I've seen it in action, and hopefully in the near future we're going to do some video work of you guys as well, so that people can touch and feel it, and hopefully even have one of the guys who are on one of these exchange programs. In fact, that's something we wanted to talk about, because you have actually got an opportunity for a placement in New Zealand for a young person. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that's about?
Yeah, we have an opportunity for a young player aged 18 to 21 who would like to go to New Zealand for 6-7 months to play for a club, and it's all expenses paid. It's flights, accommodation, there's a wage, and it's a real opportunity for a player to go and experience playing overseas, experiencing, you know, what we call life skills, being away from home, entering into sort of adulthood, and it's a fantastic opportunity which we're looking to provide more to our players going forward, but we're going to offer it to people who feel they may have what it takes to take this opportunity.
So if somebody was genuinely interested in that opportunity, which I've got to say, if I was 18, I'd be biting your hand off for it, you know, how do they go about that?
They need to get in contact with us via the website, or they can email into us with a football CV of what they've done over the years. That would be through to mail@pulsepremierfootball.com. And we will assess applications. We will get in contact with any suitable players, and we'd like to assess them before putting their name forward to the club in New Zealand, and hopefully securing their place to go out there.
Well, there you have it. I mean, what an incredible opportunity. Well, listen, guys, we're going to be following what you guys do, you know, going forward. So I wish you best of luck with the academy.
Thanks
I'm sure
much.
It's going to be a huge success.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Cheers, Paul. Thank you. Thank you.